Welcome to morning prayer on Saturday, the 7th of November. Good morning. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory for ever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God.
My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God?
My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?"
Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul. How I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God.
With the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day.
Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me?
O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 18, from the 31st verse to the end. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried in the fire. He is a shield to all who trust in him.
For who is God but the Lord? And who is the rock except for our God?
It is our God who girds me about with strength and makes my way perfect.
He makes my feet like hinds' feet, so that I tread surely on the heights.
He teaches my hands to fight, and my arms to bend a bow of bronze. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright.
You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand upholds me, and your grace has made me great.
You enlarge my strides beneath me, yet my feet do not slide.
I will pursue my enemies and overtake them, nor turn again until I have destroyed them.
I will smite them down so they cannot rise. They shall fall beneath my feet.
You have girded me with strength for the battle. You will cast down my enemies under me.
You will make my foes turn their backs upon me, and I shall destroy them that hate me. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright.
They will cry out, but there shall be none to help them. They will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer.
I shall beat them as small as the dust on the wind. I will cast them out as the mire in the streets.
You will deliver me from the strife of the peoples. You will make me the head of the nations.
A people I have not known shall serve me as soon as they hear me. They shall obey me. Strangers will humble themselves before me.
The foreign peoples will lose heart and come trembling out of their strongholds.
The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. Praise be the God of my salvation.
Even the God who vindicates me and subdues the peoples under me.
You will deliver me from my enemies. You will set me above my foes. From the violent you will deliver me.
Therefore will I give you thanks, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name.
To the one who gives great victory to his king and shows faithful love to his anointed, to David and his seed forever. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. From your royal throne, O God, you sent your living word to pierce the gloom of oppression. So in our soul's night, come with your saving help and penetrate our darkness with the rays of your glory in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now,
and shall be
forever. Amen. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. The heavens bear witness to your wonders. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. The assembly of your saints proclaim your truth. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Let us pray. It has recently been revealed that it was on this day 100 years ago the bodies of four unidentified British soldiers were disinterred from where they had been hastily buried on the battlefields. So that one might be randomly chosen to represent an unknown warrior whose final resting place would be marked within Westminster Abbey amongst the tombs of kings. We pray that the nations of your world, Lord, may strive to live in quiet peace with each other, and that all varieties of conflict, whether social, political, expansionist, enforced occupation, or interracial, may give place to peaceful coexistence and cooperation, all in the glory of your kingdom. Amen. So, uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.